The Syrian opposition is creating a new front to unite forces that have taken up arms against Damascus.
Today we announced that we are bringing various groups together under one umbrella after a four-month study to put an end to a cruel administration. We are going to topple this cruel and tyrant administration.
Well, the new wing is called the Syrian Revolutionaries Front. Its members told the press about their existence in the Turkish city of Istanbul. The front says it's an umbrella group of some 12,000 registered members fighting the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, armed gangs say they killed at least 80 security forces over the weekend. While there's been a surge in attacks by armed groups, the UN, Russia and China continue to support a political solution to the problem. Well, joining us now via Skype from Idaho is Mark Glenn. He's with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Glenn. Now, a new front has just been launched, as you just reported, in Turkey to fight the Syrian government. What do you make of the timing of this announcement, specifically in the light of the ceasefire that should be in place in Syria, technically speaking?
Well, I see this as a desperate move on the part of the West to try to restart this this insurgency against the Syrian government, because it's not going as well as they had originally planned. They have been at this now for 15 months, and they're no closer to having Assad be seated than they were 15 months ago. So I think that because of the nature of the insurgency itself, the fact that it seems to be very fractured, Galyum was not particularly popular. He's seen as something of a demagogue, and sees the revolution as beginning and ending with him. What this means is that the West, and working in collusion with this,
to switch leadership to bring in Syed, who is a Kurd, and to try to re-energize this this revolution in the hopes that maybe they'll have better luck this time than they have over the last 15 months.
Well, now, British SAS forces are already on Syrian soil, aiding the armed rebels to fight the government, and the West as a whole continues to keep the military option on the table. Can the U.S. hopes for a Libya-like scenario succeed in Syria?
Well, not as long as Russia is remaining in the position that she's in all of this, which is that she is firmly opposed to any obvious and open military actions, whether it's unilaterally in the form of the United States just going in there, or whether it is bilateral in the form of either a NATO-type operation, as we saw take place in Libya, or whether it's actually a UN operation. So Russia is the wild card in all of this. Russia has made it clear that she does not want the United States or any of these other Western forces aligned with Israel to go in and to do to Syria what they have done to Libya. And you know, Russia is capable of taking care of herself. She's a military force to be reckoned with. She has nuclear weapons. She has a lot of pull diplomatically amongst countries who are forming this this aligned movement against the West and against Israel. So so at this point, it really hinges on what Russia does. If Russia seems to buckle, or if she seems to backtrack on this, or if, God forbid, she strikes some kind of deal with the West, and with, in particular with America, then we will very likely see Western troops going in and doing to Syria what they did to Libya.
Right now, the UN, along with China, continues to warn of a looming full-scale civil war based on ethnic and religious divide erupting in Syria. But isn't that the divide-and-conquer approach the West has taken to the whole situation to begin with?
Of course, yes. And the UN doing this and warning of the civil war, this is the way of preparing the public mind for countries to push for military action to go into Syria. It really is a very diabolical method that they use to justify going in and killing scores of people. But, you know, this would not be taking place in Syria were it not for the active involvement and participation and support of the West aligned with Israel, doing Israel's bidding for all intents and purposes. It just goes to show you that any country in the world, particularly a third world country with natural resources, any country in the world that does any kind of business with the West and then expects that they're going to be treated with an even hand is just living in a dream world.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Mark Glenn with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement joining us there via Skype from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, as always, thank you for your comments here on Press TV.